from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-linked groups. The U.S.-Russia plan does not apply to those militants, and any other groups have until Friday to confirm their participation. The main Syrian opposition High Negotiations Committee said late Monday it agrees to the ceasefire as long as its demands for the lifting of sieges, delivery of humanitarian aid, and an end of bombings of civilians are met. In a joint statement Monday, the U.S. and Russia said that under the plan, parties involved in the conflict would limit any use of force to situations such as responding and self-defense. Greek police have begun removing hundreds of migrants from a camp at the country's border with Macedonia. The migrants, most of them from Afghanistan, were placed on buses bound for the Greek capital of Athens Tuesday, where they will be housed in an army-built camp. Thousands of migrants have been encamped at Idomi since Macedonia imposed tighter restrictions on migrants to enter the country. The deadlock along the Greek-Macedonian border is part of the biggest refugee crisis. Diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States have begun a new round of four-way discussions in Kabul amid expectations the delegates will set a venue and a date for the direct peace talks with the Afghan government wants to conduct with the Taliban. In a speech to the delegates Tuesday, the Afghan foreign minister reiterated the call for the Taliban and other armed groups to join the talks. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with opposition leaders and bring to an end a nearly year-long political crisis. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday in the capital of Bujumbura, where he arrived the day before for meetings with politicians and civil society groups. The UN chief said that all sides had promised to engage in an inclusive dialogue. Supporters of Apple and its objections to helping the FBI into an iPhone used by a mass shooter are planning protests in more than 40 cities Tuesday, including at the FBI's headquarters in Washington. A digital rights group called Fight for the Future is organizing the events at Apple stores in places such as New York, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Hong Kong, and London. They say it's critically important to support efforts to keep personal information safe and that devices will become more vulnerable if the government wins its legal battle with Apple. The legislative fight over a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy begins on Monday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
For weeks, or possibly the remainder of the year, the Senate will be ground zero for a ferocious battle to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died 9 days ago. With the ideological tilt of the Supreme Court at stake, Republicans want the vacancy filled by the next president, not Barack Obama. They have the power to withhold confirmation of any Obama nominee and run out the clock on the administration. Senate Democrats are crying foul and have the power to block almost all legislation indefinitely in protest, effectively grinding Congress to a halt. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
A British nurse who was twice successfully treated after contracting Ebola in Sierra Leone in 2014 was admitted to a hospital Tuesday for a third time for further investigations, according to the health service. Pauline Kafferke, who voluntarily went to the West African country to treat Ebola patients, was being treated at Glasgow's Queen Elizabeth University Hospital, according to a spokesman. Under routine monitor by the infectious disease unit, Pauline Kafferke has been admitted to a hospital for further investigations. Authorities in Singapore say they have deported four Indonesians who were allegedly traveling to Syria to join with the Islamic State forces. The quartet were arrested on Sunday and deported to Indonesia's Batam Island. The city-state's Ministry of Home Affairs said they informed their counterparts in Indonesia that the men were being sent back. The four were immediately detained by police after arriving in Batam's international airport. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.